Good morning and welcome to 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King from St. Paul's United Church in Warkworth. Last week we talked about the image of Thy Kingdom Come and how we might want to help bring that about here on earth. Today's readings from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 19, continues that thread, speaking of transformation here, even in the midst of trial and trouble. We live in a world of contradictions. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. A new heaven and earth versus wars and persecution. Glasses that are for some half empty and for others half full. Endings and beginnings. It's been like this since time began, and for the readers in Luke's time it was no different. In this story, we see Jesus addressing the end of time scenario with his followers. They've remarked upon a beautiful building, a temple, and Jesus throws cold water on their exclamations of awe by prophesying a time of destruction soon to come, when all that beauty would be destroyed. His followers are horrified, of course, and beg Jesus to tell them the signs to watch for. The warnings come to them. Do not be deceived. Do not follow someone just because they claim to work in my name. Don't be frightened by wars and disasters and famine. All these things need to happen. There will even be personal persecution for you. Your family will turn against you. You're going to be arrested and imprisoned and brought up before the judges, the kings, the magistrates. Every one of them is going to be listening for your defense of me and my name. So far, we could be well forgiven for thinking the words of Jesus are a prediction of doom and gloom. Signs and symbols of the end time, personal persecution and imprisonment. This is not sounding good for the small band of brothers and sisters who've been traveling with their rabbi, their friend. But we call these accounts of the life of Jesus Gospels because the word means good news, and Jesus does not leave his friends and followers in the pit of despair. Because he's not really talking about the end times the way we might think at first. He's not talking about what we in theological school call eschatology. He's actually talking about how we live right here today, when each one of us will face our own natural end of time. Here's what Jesus tells his followers. Don't worry about what to say when you're asked to testify to your relationship with me. He says, but make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves, for I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. Did you hear that? Make up your own mind not to worry beforehand. I will give you words and wisdom. Here is an assurance that certainly counts as good news. I will be with you in your time of trial. I will show you what to say, what to do, how to act when your time of trouble is upon you. So rather than focusing on an end of time which might not be for who knows how long, Jesus is inviting his friends, including us, to consider our own end times. How are we required to live until our own end? Jesus is exhorting us, encouraging us, inspiring us to bring, as best we can, God's realm to our world in our own time. We are to live experiencing not simply one end time, but many. Each time we have an opportunity to inch forward in bringing, as we said last week, God's kingdom come on earth. So what does this passage say to people who are living where the walls have already tumbled down? We named some of those situations last week, places of despair and destruction, hopelessness and heartbreak. We can bring those examples a little closer to home and more personal. Walls that we thought would stand the test of time, personal relationships, our health, a strong and satisfying career or life path. We see it around us. We experience it ourselves. The walls have come tumbling down, and we're waiting for Jesus to tell us what to say, what to do, how to act, what to believe, even, as we try to pull the pieces of broken masonry back around us. Here's what Jesus tells us. Do not be afraid. Do not be deceived. Know that walls tumble and that I am always with you. Do the things you need to do. Treat yourself with the gentleness and care you would give anyone you love. Keep your medical appointments. Go to your therapist. Find a trusted financial advisor. Go to career counseling. Do the work of self-care, knowing that God's love surrounds you. Don't give up. Love is stronger than hate. Faith is stronger than fear. And the ways of God are stronger than the ways of death. The good news of Jesus, who walks beside us in all times, is that transformation happens, even and sometimes especially, when it seems as though the walls don't stand a chance. A new heaven, a new earth, a focus on living out the transforming love of God are good news indeed. Thanks be to God. This has been 5 Minutes of Faith. I'm the Reverend Megan King. St. Paul's Warkworth, come in and have your answers questioned.